As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Mark your calendars. Discorder Magazine's fall fundraiser is around the corner. Wander out of your multi-week post-Halloween stupor and directly into the Astoria this November 19th for live performances by Revered, TV Ugly, Mesa Luna, and Late Spring. DJ Danny Vancouver will have all night sets in between the bands. With doors opening at 8, tickets are only $5 at the door before 10 p.m. and $10 after. Proceeds go towards supporting Vancouver's longest-running independent music magazine. Discorder needs your help to stay in print, so come on up for a night of sweet tunes and keep alt coverage of Vancouver and Canadian music, arts, and culture alive. Visit www.discorder.ca for all the details.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Little juicy, how you do me, made for eating. What's up, world? You are tuned in now to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Femme Concept, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. I'm Eleanor.
I'm Erica.
We are, of course, your hosts.
Yay.
Today, very exciting day on Femme Concept, more exciting than normal, because it's always exciting.
Yes, indeed.
We have a guest in the studio all the way from Chicago, Julia Dratel, joining us here.
Hi.
Did I say your name right?
Dratel, but it doesn't really matter. It's probably in reality like something totally different and has been Americanized over time.
So. There you go. There you
I don't go. Get hung up on it.
So you are joining us from Chicago, and you are here for the International Music Video Festival in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Render.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
What do you want to tell us a bit about? I mean, this is your first time. I guess we'll get into the music video that you made, which is why you're here. But this is your first time in Vancouver.
Correct.
What's your initial thoughts?
Well, I haven't been in here that long. I was supposed to get in earlier last night, but I didn't end up getting into like 1 in the morning, and the first thing that struck me was your crazy airport, and I really thought I was tripping or something or like still dreaming on the plane because they have that whole like
it's
Pacific
wild.
Passage.
Yeah.
And that was like the first thing I encountered when I got off the plane. I'm just like, where the hell am I?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
You know, in America we don't care about nature or anything like that.
Right. Yeah, you've got like indigenous art all over the airport.
Yeah.
You've
it
got,
was really
like rivers.
I thought
like,
I was
flowing
still
through.
Asleep on the plane.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I was like, okay, I guess I'm here. Because they have all like the fake bird noises too. It's
what?
Like a total
I've
sensory.
I've never heard
it's like
that.
A full sensory experience. Like if it was just a sight, it would be different. I'd be like, oh, it's an exhibit. But when you walk through, it has all these animal noises that are playing over these strategically.
Wow.
Yeah, place
there
speakers.
You go.
It was pretty crazy.
Vancouver.
But it's nice so far. Otherwise, it was a nice morning. Went to a falafel place. That was really delicious.
Yum. Albasha?
Some donuts.
Is that where you went?
Yeah. And Lucky's Donuts.
Erica knows. Classic. Because you can go there in the middle of the night. Like, it's awesome. And Lucky's Donuts,
yeah.
Sweet. Also good.
What that was this morning, but they're both really
what
good.
What kind of donut did you have?
I got a pumpkin one.
Oh, So
I kind of went the basic route, but
hey, pumpkin is good. I'm so into it. I've been debating about getting a pumpkin spice latte for the past like 2 weeks.
You need to just go for it.
Because I'm just like, I have no reason to actually go to Starbucks because like I don't go there. However, I want this thing. So maybe today. Maybe today's the day.
Maybe today is the day.
Anyways.
We're glad that you made it. Glad that the light bulb situation on the plane got fixed and you ultimately
arrived. Yeah, well, they
actually
just got a new plane.
Jeez.
They threw the old one out.
Yeah, they threw it out. They crushed it in front of us.
God.
Just kidding.
So you host a radio show in Chicago. And you've brought some music to share with us today.
Yes. I don't have one keyed up quite yet, but I do a show on WHBK, which is the Chicago radio station. I did it all through college, and then I just have kept doing it once a week on Sunday nights. And I mostly play obscure soul and funk, kind of private press 45 stuff, a lot of girl group and stuff, so stuff that would fit.
Sick.
The show.
Sick. Well, that is indeed what we play here. 100% FemCon represent. What is that, Erica?
So FemCon is when 2 of 4 categories are fulfilled of music. So music has to be composed by a self-identified female, lyrics written by a self-identified female, self-identified female performs in the band, or a, what's the last one? I'm missing.
Recording.
Recorded by, produced by, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Self-identified female. So 2 of 4 of those categories have to be fulfilled, and that is what FemCon is.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we play. So while you cue a song up for us,
sure.
We are going to hear a quick track from a Vancouver band called Swim Team, because they are playing a show at the Astoria tonight, along with Kiss Painting and Sightlines.
Sightlines not playing anymore. Actually, Dumb has replaced them.
Update.
Yeah, I just saw this morning.
Sweet.
My morning Facebook sweep.
Okay, well, we're going to hear a track from Swim Team.
I'm just imagining you, like, sweeping at your to scroll.
Actually,
it.
I kind of was because I was on my phone. So that
oh,
is
yeah,
a
that
sweeping,
is true. That is
a sweeping motion.
Okay. Do we want to listen to a track called Disgust or a track called Baby?
I really like Baby, but let's let the guest decide.
I was going to discuss, but let's go Baby.
Let's go for Baby. All right, this is Baby by Swim Team here on Femme Concept on CITR. Enjoy.
You are, dear Paul, that we hear of famous people's deaths while on vacation. Perhaps it's so their funerals are not too crowded, with their loyal fans being out of town and all. Those celebrities are pretty clever. Someone dies every 8 seconds just to keep things even. It makes me feel shortchanged when I read the obituary page. Someone's holding back. information. It also prompts me to flip through the telephone directory and sleepless nights saying over and over and over again. Yep, you're all going, every last one of you. Wow, heaven must be a big place. I don't know too many dead people, but folks tell me I'm young. When my grandfather died, he was laid out in the bub funeral home, and I was secretly glad Mr. Bub didn't change his name to something more romantic when he went into business. I just wish it was less memorable. My high school locker partner Ned worked part-time for a mortician. Imagine dressing dead people, straightening their ties and fluffing up their hair so you can afford to take a girl out to the movies on Saturday night. Well, that's love. That's adolescent desperation. I would have been honored to have Ned take me to the movies and let him buy me popcorn. Instead, I went out with a boy who died. The hardest part was knowing that his body didn't just disappear on the bed the moment he left. I think that's what keeps me off of suicide. The idea that there's something left for someone else to clean up. How rude and inconsiderate. It's a pain to take out the weekly trash, let alone figure out what to do with over 100 pounds of flesh that's about to go bad. Be even worse in India, where there's a religious cult which believes you shouldn't desecrate any of the elements with the dead. They can't be buried or burned. They can't be cast out to sea. So they're taken to the top.
Sit and cry.
Back. You are tuned in to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Eleanor.
I'm Erica.
I'm Julia.
Sitting in, guest on Femme Concept today. And the songs we just heard were your picks.
Yes.
Can you tell us about them?
Sure. So that last one was Tell Me Not to Hurt by The Shades. They were a three-piece from Etna Green, Indiana, three teenage girls in a 400-person town doing their thing.
Cool.
Pretty awesome. I found them a couple of years ago just from some internet excavating and ended up talking to them for a while and doing some interviews with them. And I'm not sure what that's going to turn into yet, but it's been cool talking to them and getting to know their story. The two surviving members, Cinda and Susie, are both really awesome, and they still live there. So
cool. How did you track them down? Like, was it easy?
This is going to sound really weird and creeperish, but something I do a lot is tracking down these sort of obscure bands. And in this particular case, it was actually relatively easy. I didn't have to use any weird, like, email lookup or anything. Yeah. I posted on a message board where the original track appeared that I saw, and one of their sons had already posted, and I kind of replied to him and I said, hey, can you email me here? I'd really love to talk to your mom. And then they got in touch and it kind of went from there.
Nice.
And I went down and like filmed some interviews with them in May, and that was really fun. And they showed me all these amazing scrapbooks, and it's kind of funny because a lot of bands like that have a Beatles story, you know, and they're not always real.
Interesting.
But this one was totally true. They actually designed the interior of the original U.S. Beatles trailer because their manager like made trailers. So there's all these crazy photos of them like sitting in this trailer, basically like with their designs.
Sweet.
Trailer that the Beatles
like the vehicle that
drove.
Took the yeah exactly.
What?
Weird. Small world.
And it's kind of interesting talking to them because you know there's a sort of I feel like this is something that might be of interest to this specific program is that a lot of people, when they think of the Beatles, they think of like Beatlemania, like teenage girls, just like fandom. But yeah. I think it's interesting that they kind of saw them and then wanted to start a band. And there was really no other women in their town who were doing that.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That is really cool. Yeah. Well, we've talked about this a lot before, where how maybe like it's harder for younger girls sometimes to envision themselves playing instruments because you just don't see it as much.
Mm-hmm.
Erica and I used to play a lot of Rock Band.
And it was actually Beatles Rock Band.
Yes, to be specific. But it's funny, we spent a lot of hours doing it, but interesting.
We were so into it. It would be like come home from, go to Eleanor's after school and play Rock Band for a few hours.
But why didn't we pick up real instruments?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
because we wanted that score. We wanted that high rating or whatever. I don't even remember how it works. I think it's scores.
Yeah. But it's, so and that's really cool.
Doing the real thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of get scores in a different way.
Social scores.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. We'll look forward to seeing what progress is made on that. What did we hear before the Shades?
Before that was the Bittersweets, also from the 60s, like four piece, I think, and they were all from Ohio, I think around the Dayton area. And I really love that track as well. They had a couple 45s, actually. They do, like, a cover of Summertime. And so all kind of super 60s beat psych kind of sounding stuff. And I've talked to them a little bit, but not as in-depth as I have with The Shade. So I don't know as much about them yet. But they were on this label called Tima. So I'm always talking about, like, the label. I just am obsessed with 45s. And when you talk about 45s, you always have to talk about the 45 label. and then before that was... not something from the 60s, it was from the 1890s called Algebra Suicide, and the name of that song was Little Dead Bodies. I think it's hilarious. And the voice you were hearing was Lydia Tomku, who also wrote all of the songs with her partner, and they were just this duo who was around Chicago for a while. And her story is actually pretty sad, maybe too heavy to go into on the air right now, but I recommend looking up the rest of their discography. So yeah, just a couple of things from the Midwest that I thought kind of fit in.
Cool, yeah.
I don't know how much we grab from the Midwest. Sometimes
I
random
don't feel
things
like a lot.
Turn up, but yeah. I don't distinctly in my mind have artists from the Midwest that we've played. But so thanks for bringing that.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having them on.
So we should play some more tunes. And then maybe chat about why you're here.
Okay.
How do you feel about playing the song for the music video that
you
made?
Sure. Do you want me to bring that up or do you have it?
I have it lined up, ready to go. Got it on lock. So yeah, we're going to play the track Do the Dishes by Circuit Dayu. Do you want to say anything before we play it?
Let's talk after.
Okay, cool. This is off of her most recent album, which I'm blanking on the title of
In
right now.
In Plain Speech.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, great. Excellent, excellent album for sure.
Definitely.
So this is Do the Dishes here on CITR.
Thank you. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends on Commercial Drive, like 10% off at Stormcrow Tavern, High Life Records, Audio Pile, Mintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Nothing, really. Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three!
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific. You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
Hey.
Hey.
You're listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory of the University of British Columbia. And my name's Erica.
I'm Eleanor.
And
I'm Julia.
So we just heard a track, Do the Dishes, by Circuit de U, and that's why you're here this weekend in some ways.
Yes, the Circuit de U video.
Very, very cool music video. I remember someone else who worked back here at CITR back when the music video came out was like, oh, you have to listen to this artist and you have to listen to this music video, but like, I'm warning you that it's intense, so just like prepare yourself. Yeah, so really, really fantastic.
Thank you.
Do you tell us about how it came to be?
Sure. So Haley, who is Circuit de U, and I've known each other for a few years now. We met because we worked together and kind of, you know, interestingly, maybe with sort of the theme of the music video, and I don't know if you've read anything about it otherwise, but we were the only two women working there. So, you know, kind of, you know, life imitates art, art imitates life. So, you know, we became friends, and the first music video I actually made for her was for her last record, Overdue. I had this idea, and I kind of was like, let's just do something. Do you want to? And she was down. And then when this new record was coming around, she got back in touch with me to make some videos. And also, I did all of the cover photos and album art. And so I kind of had, from the beginning, kind of an idea of kind of the message she was trying to put across in the record, I think, because, you know, we had talked about it kind of from the beginning all the way through. And she came to me saying, hey, I want to do something that's sort of like a mix of performance art and video, and I kind of just want to be, you know, running, like, for as long as I can, naked. And I was like, okay, great. I kind of, you know, I don't want to say I went to film school, because I didn't really do any like production courses. It was like cinema and media studies, but I've watched it too many movies. So when she told me that, I kind of said, you know, I kind of gave her like a little bit of a, not a syllabus, that sounds annoying, but I gave her a bunch of things to watch. So that she kind of could see sort of where, like, feminist performance art involving nudity and, like, sort of images like what we use in the video kind of situate themselves. And then we had another talk about it, and I kind of wanted to stick with the performance art aspect, but also because it's not an exhibition, like, we didn't have to think about people seeing it in a space. Kind of thinking outside the box in terms of where to put it. Like, we didn't have to use a raw gallery space or something like that. So we ended up using that house, which was really fun.
Cool.
I don't know. Maybe I'm giving too much information away. Maybe I'm like,
well, I was gonna say, like,
ruining.
For those who haven't seen it, like, can we describe it?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, totally. No, yeah. Like, it. Yeah, I mean,
I would. Yeah, you should describe it. We should.
Yeah, sure. So how would I describe it? Basically, the song is Do the Dishes, and, you know, she kind of presented it to me as a call to other women to love themselves and feel less alone, but also kind of, like, recognize sort of, you know, what's around them and that they, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And so the video itself, it basically takes place in a house. You can kind of tell it's in the burbs. And yeah. It basically follows her around this home, a little bit impressionistic, but there's a treadmill, and eventually the video kind of moves to her running on this treadmill naked for several minutes, and then there's some other stuff happens as well. There's a dog that people were very excited about. And so, yeah, I wanted to make sure that I don't really, you know, I've studied, like, art history and stuff, so, like, nudity, it doesn't necessarily, like, shock me, but I wanted to make sure, you know, because it ultimately wasn't my body, it was hers, that mm-hmm. we had a lot of conversations about, you know, how we wanted to move forward, but I think in the end we were both super comfortable with it, and
cool.
But yeah, we just kind of, like, stayed in communication the whole time, like, and yeah. I kind of aired to her, like, comfortable, what do you want to do, because, you know, yeah. I was directing it, but it was a very collaborative process, because mm-hmm. You know, we work together a lot,
yeah.
and it's easy for us to tell when something's working or not working. So, but a lot of it was also improvised as well, and that was sort of the performance art aspect of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to definitely check in when you're naked.
Yeah.
You're in a vulnerable position, so I can
yeah.
imagine it having to be collaborative by nature.
Exactly.
And if it wasn't, then that would be a different
yeah.
story.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
would be able to tell in the way in the video.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just generally, yeah.
So... Yeah, and I kind of wanted the nudity to almost be, like, it's obviously definitely a part of it, but it wasn't necessarily about the nudity.
Right.
It was kind of like, I almost wanted it to seem like it wouldn't make a difference if she were clothed or not, you know? But, yeah.
It's yeah. yeah.
Like, it's almost like, because I sort of wanted it to be ambiguous in the sense of, like, okay, so there's this performance art aspect to it, but there's also, like, a character, and then there's also Circuit Daisia, like, the artist who's obviously in it, and I kind of wanted all three of those sort of agencies to be a little bit ambiguous within
yeah.
the video.
Cool. That's awesome. And it's airing, or playing.
Yeah.
Today. Tell us a little bit about this evening.
So it'll be screening tonight at Render Festival. The gala starts at 8, and there are a lot of different filmmakers. I'm really excited. There's, like, a Bjork music video and a Lightning Ball music video. I think Colleen music video. It's funny. There's a bunch of different Thrill Jockey-related artists on it. I noticed that. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Should be fun. There's also an artist talk tomorrow at 2 p.m. And I'm going to be speaking on that as well with three other directors. And I think all this happens at the Van City Theater. I know the thing tonight happens at Van City Theater. I can't remember if the artist talk happens.
Yes,
okay, it does.
I'm looking
it
at
does.
The event right now.
Sweet.
And it looks to me that it's like $5. Tickets are included
cool.
in the screening price. So it's not too expensive. So people should definitely go check it out.
Yeah, come.
Yes. this is only the second year that this festival has happened.
Yeah, it's true. I'm excited to be a part of it, and everything's been really fun so far, and the curators have been really great about setting everything up, so I'm really excited.
That's awesome.
I don't really know what to expect. It's my first film festival. I've been to film festivals before, having worked on films or just going, but I've never been as a director, so I'm excited. To have
the big
experience.
Shot.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to be wearing a gown. No, I'm kidding.
That'd be cool.
That's awesome. Just show up and just, like,
just show up.
You should just show up in one anyway and be like, hello.
I'll just show up with, like, a fake award in my hand and be like, too late.
Yeah, exactly.
I already gave this to myself. That's awesome. Oh, great. Cool. Well, yeah.
Thank you for letting me talk too much about that.
No, it's really great.
No,
I
think not too much at all. We've got time.
We've got lots of time. I think music videos are so, like, I mean, growing up, you see, I feel like I watched them so much on, like, Much Music and stuff, mm-hmm. and then...
Video on Trial. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
And then you...
That maybe it was Canadian.
I don't know if that is.
It was a bunch of people. They would, like, various, like, comedians and actors and things, they would make fun of music videos.
That sounds amazing.
It was great. Yeah. I loved it.
It was pretty funny. Yeah. They were, like, big music videos.
I have to look that up.
Yeah, no, yeah. And it was funny.
I love
funny.
Watching music videos.
Yeah, and they would just critique them and be like, why is this happening? And, like, yeah, it was...
Which is a real thing in a lot of music videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not really music videos per se because they were kind of before that term kind of came into being, but there is this 60s, they're basically soundies from the 60s called Scopatones, and they would come on little machines or play before movies, but they're basically music videos and they're insane. There's a Leslie Gore one that's really hilarious.
Oh, okay, cool.
Another one that, like, the song itself is really weird, but it's Gail Garnett, Where Do You Go to Go Away? But they have all these, like, really complicated sets because they're basically, like, little movies.
Yeah.
And there's just this one really hilarious part where she's standing in front of a sign. It's, like, a street sign. And one points to, like, loneliness. And one points to, like, together. And the other one points to, like, nothingness. It's, like, a really bleak video.
That's
and
awesome.
She just is, like, staring at the camera. It's really hilarious. And then there's, like, a devil. It's crazy.
What is it called? What are they called again?
Scopatones?
Scopatones.
Yeah.
That check out Scopatones. I've never even heard the term or what. I mean, I'm familiar with the like, pre-film films or whatever, but yeah, not exactly the name, Scopatones. Yeah, cool.
Cool. So on the topic of music videos, you also pointed out to me another music video that you made for someone called Gel Set?
Yeah, Gel Set.
Okay.
She's a really awesome musician, also in Chicago, contemporary right now, not the more 60s or 80s stuff. she makes amazing kind of like poppy synth pop, electro, like modular synth stuff. Her stuff's amazing. It's really fun, and all of them sound really different. She just came out with this new record called Human Salad.
Yeah.
Which is really good.
And what's the name of the track that you did the music video for?
It's called The Abyss. That was another fun one where she just, like, came over to my house, and we just came up with some weird ideas. I like gross stuff. you might have known, like, I tried to always include something kind of gross, but, like, kind of film it in a, like, either in a way, either film something that's not actually gross in a way that's really gross, or film something gross in a really nice way.
Totally.
Great. So I feel like with the Circuit de Zia video, it was more like filming things that aren't actually gross or filming things that are nice in a gross way because of, like, the meat and stuff. I think we were talking about that before we were talking on the air. And then with the Gel Set one, it was more taking gross things and filming them in a nice way.
Totally. That's awesome.
Like, we have all these wigs, and you can't see it over the radio, but it's pretty nasty.
Look it up.
If I do say so myself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really great pairing with the song, because the song is pretty, like you said, like poppy, but kind of has this, like, darkish undertone. To it. I think the music video captures that really well.
Yeah, and again, I mean, maybe it's just because I work with a lot of people that I also sort of know personally. I end up talking to people a lot about kind of, you know, the songs beforehand. It sometimes kind of feels like therapy or something, but it's kind of just something I do, and so far it works, so... Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know what I would do if I ever just had to, like, work with a stranger.
So tell me your deepest and darkest secrets.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe you could take that for a spin and see what kind of work you come up with.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, I'm going to play this track by Gel Set, The Abyss, because it's a great song, and to encourage people to check out the music video. And then we'll be back maybe for, we got about 10 minutes left of the set. So, yeah, stay tuned in. Cool. This is The Abyss by Gel Set.
Thank you. Are you tired of listening to the same music day in and day out and want to try something a little different? Well then, how about listening to Asian music? Now, I don't mean it like
Oppan Gangnam Style.
Nor like
She bangs, she bangs. Oh baby, but she moves, she moves.
I'm talking about a little more like and a little more like and also a little more like and definitely something like so tune in to Asian Wave 101, playing you the best of Chinese and Korean pop, Wednesdays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., only on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
What's up?
What's up?
We back. Hey. We back. We got like 2 minutes left. This is Femme Concept. You just heard a track called Echo Beach by Martha and the Muffins, and that was a suggestion from Casey, who's sitting in with us today.
Good choice.
She's nodding her head.
Yes, you can see that. yeah, so we're just about at the end here. We got Julia Dreitel here with us, straight from Chicago.
Hey.
and she's a music video director, and her music video is playing this weekend as part of Render International Music Video Festival. So go check that out.
Yeah, come.
all right, well, thanks for tuning in. We got Radio Zero up next.
Woo.
Followed by Nardwar.
Followed by
the news. So you should stay tuned in for those. And we'll be back next Friday. Yes.
Yes.
Every Friday.
Also, tune in at 6 p.m. because the Women's Collective show is this evening, and I'll be on it as well.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be using the boards and things. But it's our first full-length show. Last week, we only had 30 minutes, so there's going to be some interviews. There's going to be some music. There's going to be some reporting. There's just going to be some general lady vibes, and we're super stoked. So if you want to listen to radio for the entire day,
do it.
You should, because it's gonna be pretty good all day. So yeah.
Yes. All right, we're gonna end with a track that